Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, heroes? My name is Agent Laura. How are you doing today? That's amazing. Now, we need to jump in today's training because we've got a lot of ground to cover today. We are in the last training of our Hear series where we've been learning all about hearing the voice of God. But before we jump into today's power truth, we need to review what we've learned over the last 5 trainings. But I'm gonna need some help with this because I have some clues in this box to what we learned about, but it seems RC hacked into my email, sent everyone in my contacts something about a GoFundMe for a new electric scooter for the Tinkerbots, deleted all my history and all the power truths Dr. Scotty sent me for this series. So I'm gonna need your help reviewing what we've learned over the last several trainings. RC also said that if we can remember all 5 power truths in less than 1 minute, based on the clues he's given us, then he'll restore my email account to its rightful state. You guys ready? Okay, here we go. All right, training number 1. We see we have baby's first manual and the name Samantha written down. Oh, we talked about first Samuel and how Samuel heard from God because God is always speaking. Got it. All right, training number 2. We've got a picture of baby Yoda and kid president. I'm thinking Baby Yoda, Darth Vader, the horrible kid who played Anakin. Wait, kids, God speaks to his kids. That was our training number 2 power truth. Okay, 3 more. Next is training number 3. Okay, what were these tissues for? Tissues, sniffles, biffles, buffles. God speaks to his friends. 2 more. Training number 4. Okay, this is a butterfly net meant for catching bugs, catching bees, catching Bigfoot, mythical creatures, unicorns, Loch Ness monsters. It's alive. God's word is alive. Bam. God speaks through the Bible. Okay, last one, training number 5. Oh, this is a captain's hat. Captain Hook, Captain Ship Timbers, Shirley Ship Timbers, Shrimp Boat. Jonah took a boat. Jonah didn't obey God. We need to obey God. Another word for obey is respond. Oh, I will respond when God speaks. Bam, did it. Wow, woo, we did it. I figured out all the power truths. Did I do it in less than a minute? Let me check the time. What? 1:38. All right, I'm gonna need to recruit Vinny and Vinny to recover my emails. While they're at it, I'm gonna need them to help me get back into all my accounts. My YouTube account, my TikTok account, my bank account. RC changed my passwords and the hint is currently Bald Baby Binky Thief. Whatever that means. We'll get to that later. Heroes, we've learned so much about how God speaks over the last few trainings. And last time we even learned about what to do when he speaks and that we should always respond to God with a yes. For this training, we're also keeping with what to do when God speaks to us. Today, we're talking about holding onto the words God's given us. You and I have the responsibility as heroes, as followers of Jesus, to hold on to what God says. And that's our power truth for today. So everyone, say this as loud as you can. Say, I will hold on to what God says. Awesome job. So why do we need to hold on to what God says? Because it's really important that we remember what God has spoken to us. Think about it like this. Let's just say you went on a voyage to find hidden treasure. You searched far and wide for this treasure. It took you years upon years. You crossed ocean upon ocean to find this treasure. You searched high and low, near and far for this treasure. Until one day, you stumbled into the cave of an infamous pirate. I believe I mentioned him earlier. Shirley Ship Timbers. the cutest little pirate of all pirates.
Hey! I am not short. I am petite.
Right, whatever. You scour the cave for treasures, but nothing. You and your crew decide to head back to your ship until one of them unexpectedly falls through a booby trap. Oddly enough, the one who fell was the only one in the crew with wings. You yell, D'Angelo, are you okay? From the cloud of dust, you hear,
I'm okay, Captain.
But then he says,
luckily this chest of gold treasure broke my fall.
You think, well, that's good. Wait, what did you say? The dust clears and you realize he's lying on a mound of treasure. This treasure we've searched high and low, near and far for. You grab hold of this treasure, hold it tight, and don't let it out of your sight. Now answer me this. Would it be easy for you to forget about this treasure? Would you carelessly leave this treasure at school, on the bus, at a friend's house? Would you let someone take this treasure from you? Absolutely not. Why? Because this treasure means something to you. It's valuable to you. Did you know the Bible refers to the words God speaks to us as treasure? Psalms 119:11 says, I consider your prophecies, or your words, to be my greatest treasure, and I memorize them and write them on my heart to keep me from committing sins, treasons against you. God's word is a treasure that you and I are called to hold at high value. Why? Because this treasure is yours forever. Yeah, think about it. In the scenario I just gave you, imagine not only finding this treasure, but once you've found this treasure, it's yours forever. It can never and will never belong to anyone else. In the same way, did you know that if God speaks something to you, he'll never go back on his word? In fact, he can't, because his word is forever. It always comes true. It always comes to pass. It stands forever. It's yours forever. Isaiah 48 says this, the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. If God has spoken something to you, it's forever. He'll never go back on his words. It's like a treasure we must protect and hold on to through all the trials of life. You might be thinking, whoa, why do I need to protect this treasure, Agent Laura? I thought you said that this treasure was mine forever. If God speaks something to me, can I hold on to what he says? And that should be hard, right? Well, that's where you're wrong. No person can steal what God has spoken to you. It is yours forever. But there is someone, the devil, our enemy, that wants to steal this treasure from you by means of you giving it up. He knows that he has no power over what God has spoken to you, so he schemes to get you to doubt that God ever spoke to you in the first place. His goal is to get you to loosen your grip on this treasure that God has given you. The Bible describes what the devil seeks to do in John 10:10. It says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy." So we know that this is what the devil wants. He wants to steal the treasure, God's words to us, in any way he can. He usually starts off with these words. Did God really say? This is where doubt creeps in. Did you know that doubt has always been the strategy of the devil in regard to keeping us from hearing God's voice? The devil gets us to doubt that we can even hear God in the first place. Then, once we overcome that, he tries to get us to doubt that God spoke something to us or that we made it up. Heroes, if God spoke something to you, hold on to this treasure. Do not let the enemy convince you God didn't speak. This is what he said to Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3 in the Garden of Eden. God had said to Adam and Eve, you can have everything, absolutely everything in the garden, except for one thing. He said, you must not eat from one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the enemy slithered over to Adam and Eve one day, and the first thing that came out of his mouth was, did God really say? Did God really say not to eat from that tree? Go ahead, do it. He didn't say that. He doesn't mean it. God wouldn't say something like that to you. Have you ever had these thoughts after you felt the God of the universe speak something to you? You have a thought that sounds like this. God didn't tell you you were going to be a great leader one day. You really think God would say something like that to you? If the enemy can get you to doubt, he can get you to loosen your grip on the treasure that God meant to be yours forever. The enemy knows that if you held on to that word from God as tight as any treasure, that you would be an amazing leader one day, with people following you by the hundreds as you walked out God's plan for your life. Then you would be unstoppable, and that makes him angry. So he also knows that if he got you to doubt, little by little, he might get you convinced that you can never do something like that, that you can never lead people, and eventually you might even believe him. You might let go of that treasure God set aside just for you, leave it behind, and never walk in what God said was yours forever. Heroes in training, when God speaks something to you, whether it's something straight out of his word or something the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, you must hold on to it. Do not let doubt creep in. Do not forget what God spoke. Do not let your heart be filled with unbelief as you think, well, that was cool, but it's probably never going to happen. Cling to what God has spoken. Write it down. Hold on to it like you would a treasure. Proverbs 7 says this, "Follow my advice, my son. Always treasure my commands," or my words. "Obey my commands and live. Guard my instructions as you guard your own eyes. Tie them on your fingers as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart." We're going to take a moment right now, like we do every week, where we're going to ask God what he's saying to us. And I want us to quickly think about our HERD acronym. The last letter of our HERD acronym, D, stands for document. This means that when God speaks to us, we must document or write down what he said. Why? Because like we said earlier, you wouldn't find a rare treasure and then forget it somewhere. No way. You take it wherever you go. One of the best ways to hold on to what God says is to write it down and remind yourself of it often. This is how we value God's word. This is how it becomes even more valuable than any treasure we could ever find. In this moment, would you just ask God this question? God, what is something you want to speak to me right now that you never want me to forget? Let's listen for what he wants to say. Then if you can, write it down and treasure it. God, thank you for loving us so well. Thank you for wanting to be so close to us, that you want to speak into our lives and share with us special things you have about our future and what you think about us. I pray you help our heroes to trust what you say and that they're able to hold it close to their hearts. Help them know when it comes from you and to always trust that your word is true and that you'll never fail on what you say and what you've promised over us. We love you so much and we're so grateful to have you. And in your name we pray, amen. Heroes, that was amazing. God is speaking to you. Trust that he is and be sure to treasure everything he says. You are on your way to becoming the amazing and mighty hero God made you to be. This is Agent Laura signing off. We'll see you next time, but always remember, the world needs a hero like you.
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.